thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
From the early vote results right through to the final numbers, the side favoring the toll road inside the levee always led. Dallas Mayor Tom Leppert championed the effort to keep toll road plans intact. In his victory speech delivered before 10 p.m., he admitted that months ago, the other side led in the polls by 20 points.
This is an historic election. It is one where I believe that we've got the opportunity to realize our dream. It's a vision of the Trinity, but it's also a united Dallas.
Leppert said the Trinity plan now moves forward, generating jobs, relieving traffic congestion and air pollution, and resulting in a park and lakes everyone can use.
We'll look back on what has historically been a divide in our city, and we'll see that it's brought our city together. It's been a magnet. And when all's said and done, that's what the Trinity Project is going to offer this city. And that will change the face of Dallas.
That's right.
Former Dallas Mayor Ron Kirk, who successfully led the first effort nearly a decade ago for the Trinity River bond package, hoped this vote would finally settle things.
I understand the passion of those on the other side, but I would hope they would accept the judgment and wisdom of the people of Dallas and let us go forward and make this plan a reality.
Mayor Leppert said officials have an obligation to move forward so the Trinity plan makes Dallas proud. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.